Radio Leeds.
It's 7:23. Good morning. This weekend in Leeds, ufologists from across the globe are converging in the city of Leeds for their annual conference. They're discussing extraterrestrial life, flying saucers, conspiracy theories, cover-ups, who knows the truth. And one of the discussions taking place this weekend is about whether or not there's such a thing as a secret space programme. It's going to be led by Yorkshireman Andrew Johnson, originally from Keighley, who's all ready for it. How are you doing? Good morning.
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm all right. What do you mean, a secret space programme?
Well, this is really the study of the evidence which shows that we're not being told the truth about, you know, manned space programmes and what actually is there in the background behind all the news that's kept well out of the way, you know.
No, and, I don't know. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, one of the people I'll be talking about is somebody that got in touch with me a couple of years ago. He's a guy called Edgar Fouché, who has worked in Area 51, and he has the documentation to prove that. I've interviewed him for 6 hours, and all those interviews are available on YouTube. And he told me that he saw a triangular craft landed on the ground while he was working in Area 51. This thing was huge. Over the years, as he talked to people who were working on black programs, he gradually gained more information about this thing. And for example, he can tell me that this works on a principle of what's called magnetic field disruption.
Okay, hang on a minute then. So what is being claimed is that Area 51, which is an American Air Force base in Nevada that doesn't exist technically, and we keep hearing the rumours, but you believe there is evidence that alien craft fly about, land, are looked after, if you like, by the Americans at Area 51, and that there's stuff going on that governments know about.
Don't put words into my mouth. I'm giving you the specific information about what Edgar Fouché told me.
Well, what do you think?
Why I think it's true.
You do think it's true, then?
Yes, I do think it's true, because when you research some of the physics which he talks about, like, for example, when I first heard his case in 2004, he starts talking about something called quasicrystals.
Right.
And when you hear a phrase like that, you think, oh, come on, that's just science fiction.
When did you get into all of this then, Andrew?
Well, I'll just finish this bit about quasicrystals.
Well, no, I want to know about you. I want to know how a lad from Keighley gets involved in all of this.
I'll tell you in a moment. But quasicrystals sounds like science fiction, but if you actually go and look that up, you'll find that a guy called Daniel Shechtman won the Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 2011 because of his work in quasicrystals, so a metamaterial. Now, I got into this in about 2003 when I started looking at the Rendlesham Forest incident where this object landed, and that was, you know, disclosed by Colonel Holt in a memo in 1983, that came out. And I did a bit more research and I found something called the Disclosure Project, which people can still look at, where 400 people who had worked in military and in, you know, sort of responsible civilian positions came forward and disclosed their experiences with things like UFO landings, with work on black programs, with their sightings on radar, where there were air traffic controllers.
You ever seen anything?
Yes, I've had four sightings myself.
What?
Over the years. And mainly just lights in the sky, nothing close up, nothing sort of landed or anything like that. But I've spoken to, over this time that I've been researching this, which is, you know, like, well, 11 years now, longer. Mm. I've spoken to many people, I've watched a lot of information, and there is no doubt in my mind that, you know, we are not being told the truth officially.
Why do you think that is? I mean, I know there's a big conference in Leeds this weekend. Well, it happens every year. You're one of the speakers. Just tell me why you think it's been hidden. If it's there, why won't they tell us?
Well, that's the question that everybody asks. The answer to that is very, very complicated. But one of the main reasons that I know about now is it's to do with energy, the way that energy is used. And that ties into a lot of other things that people don't actually, you know, really understand without doing the research. It took me about sort of 7 or 8 years to really realise that the energy issue is central to the cover-up, because that's what the world runs on, that's what all the interests, you know, make a lot of money out of. And if you can have energy which doesn't use any fuel and doesn't damage the environment, that completely changes the world that we live in.
Are they aliens then?
Well, the other thing that I can show people if they come to the conference is I've got a replica of something called the Star Child Skull. Now, this was featured on BBC Radio Leeds in 2009 in a brief feature when I came there with my friend Lloyd Pye, who's sadly no longer with us. And this is a 900-year-old real bone skull. It has features similar to human skull, but also all reconfigured, all the bits are reconfigured. The DNA has been tested, and since 2009, when we were last there, more DNA results have come through. So, for example, you can see that this has sequences of DNA which don't match any other species on Earth.
It's an alien skull.
It appears to be an alien skull, yes.
All right, have a great weekend. Thank you. Andrew Johnson, one of the speakers at the UFO conference in Leeds this weekend, with the alien skull and the theories. He's from Keighley. Wow. West Yorkshire Travel. BBC.